And with the sport, here's Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Rachel. All going well. This time next year, we'll be getting ready to cheer on our Olympic and our Paralympic athletes in Tokyo. But are they already on the back foot when it comes to competition? Athletes slowly but surely returning to training, but with the 5 kilometer travel restrictions, many cannot access specialized facilities which are essential for what they're doing. Meanwhile, many of the competitors internationally are getting back to normal. Peter Sherrard, CEO of the Olympic Council of Ireland, joins me on the line. Peter, what is the issue here and what would you like done about it?
Good morning, Darren. Yes, really, it's just a bit of nuance and flexibility to be shown towards approximately 200 Olympic and Paralympic athletes throughout the country. We're not asking for a massive amount, but to give you a fairly simple example, you'd have rowers, for example, our Olympic rowers at the can't get to their national training centre because it's more than 5 kilometres from their houses. And yet, rowing clubs all across the country are open in line with Phase 1 government protocols. So there's no problem with rowing itself, it's just a waiver to get to the centres. So that's the kind of thing that with a little responsiveness, we could arrange for our athletes who really do deserve it. Sport Ireland have been working very hard with the departments and the officials to request this. Unfortunately, we haven't had green lights from health at this stage. And it is becoming an issue because across Europe, national training centres, Olympic training centres are reopening for that very small group of athletes in line with very, very detailed health protocols. And our athletes are now being left behind. They're seeing their counterparts across Europe return to training, return to facilities that they use to train, albeit in a different manner because of the new protocols. And it's growing, leading to a great sense of frustration from them. And it makes it very difficult because they can see that they're losing touch with their competitors.
Peter, it's all very well easing restrictions, but there's still a very delicate situation in this country. I'm sure you can appreciate that. If allowed to travel, won't these athletes then be putting themselves and others at risk?
Yeah, look, we're not being dismissive of that, and I think it's very, very important that health and the safety of the athletes is put to the fore. First of all, the protocols for a return have been medically reviewed, and there's no vested interest here. The athletes aren't doing this for money or profit. They're doing it because they want to stay in touch with their competitors and to be able to not to fall behind. It's very, very simple, really, for them to get back into. To give another example, a cyclist who is able to cycle in their area and they're preparing for the Olympics and they can go no more than 5 kilometres outside their area. There's no great health risk, for example, to give a waiver to that cyclist to be able to travel a further distance. You're not talking about a great number of people. Again, you're talking about probably 200 Olympic and Paralympic athletes throughout the country. And we hope to be cheering them and supporting them next year. They do a great job for us to represent us internationally. And what we're asking for isn't particularly significant. It just needs a little bit of nuance and a little bit of flexibility. And I think by working together
and
providing those insurances, we can do that.
Finally, and very, very briefly, Peter, if they're not lifted, what's going to happen here?
If they're not lifted, I think, first of all, the athletes will suffer. And there are a lot of athletes who would be, you know, in contention to be able to qualify for Olympics. But it would be on a knife edge. There's a lot of competition out there. For example, in swimming, you might have your relay team, which would be sitting 13th or 14th in the world. And they're competing against nations which are back in the water. So that's an example where, genuinely, our relay teams for swimming could lose out. That's just one of many examples. The other thing that could happen, and this would be very, very unfortunate, is that athletes will take the decision themselves to move out of the country because they have to actually keep their Olympic hopes, Olympic and Paralympic hopes alive. And the only way they can do that is by going to countries where the restrictions are being adopted, albeit in line with health protocols, in a more common sense fashion.
Peter Sherrard, thanks for joining us here on Morning Ireland. Let's finish with a GAA memory, and one I hope will put a smile on your face this morning. Not much to say by way of introduction. What happens when you put an outspoken critic up against a team with a point to prove? Here's your answer.
Raleigh, I do have to ask you something. You upset a lot of Kerry people recently by comments that you made about the Kerry team, particularly about Gooch Cooper. You described him as a choker.
When you're looking at someone like Colm Cooper, who's obviously one of the modern greats, I mean, really, I was thinking about the Kerry team in general. A team stands and stares them in the face for 70 minutes. On those occasions, Armagh, Tyrone three times, Dublin last year. Kerry have looked down first. As we've seen, on each occasion that has happened...
How many All-Irelands have Kerry won?
I appreciate that.
This present team.
Absolutely right. But the point that I'm making is
when you're explaining, they're in trouble.
They go out, they blitz, they blitz Mayo early on and they collapse. Blitz Mayo and collapse.
He's digging.
Hold on.
Could we get a bigger shovel for Joe, please?
Digging. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Nobody's digging. It's a fact of life.
He's a good midfield option, a powerful runner. And Kieran Donoghue has the ball from Durkin's kick and he's buried it into the back of the net. What on earth did Donegal do? Straight from the kick out. They gifted possession to Kieran Donoghue and Kerry have their second goal. Kerry have done what Kerry do in September in Croke Park and they are All-Ireland champions for the 37th time.
Joe Brawley told us the production line was finished in Kerry. Well, Joe Brawley, what do you think of that?
Starman Kieran Donoghue at the end of the 2014 All-Ireland final between Kerry and Donegal, ending that report by Darren Frehill. For younger listeners, that was the last time that Dublin didn't win the All-Ireland football final.